Wrangell took another step in bringing energy to Southeast Alaska. The Wrangell Assembly voted unanimously Tuesday night to approve a memorandum of agreement with Central Council Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska to do business as Tlingit Haida Energy. Assembly member James Stowe was not present at the meeting. Assemblymember Warren Edgley says he thinks the vote was necessary from a business standpoint.
All we're really doing is supporting the regional transmission organization concept. And Tlingit Haida is the one to push that because they're the ones that can go back to Washington, D.C. and get money that we can't.
Edgley says he believes an RTO would put all generations in the region on an even playing field. He says he thinks the vote is essential in creating an AKBC intertie.
You can't have all these little independent villages and towns and people that own hydro projects all trying to negotiate their own agreements with Canada. You just can't.
No, that's very true.
Wrangell has taken the lead in Southeast Alaska in pushing for an AKBC intertie for the past several months. The borough is currently the only American entity in the Canadian-based Highway 37 coalition, which is pushing for a northwest transmission line in British Columbia. Wrangell has been looking to mirror the Highway 37 coalition in recent weeks by creating an energy coalition in the Southeast. The RTO issue had been on the table for the past few months due to the inability to talk with Tlingit and Haida Tribal Energy Director Percy Frisby. The Assembly received a draft resolution from Tlingit and Haida prior to the meeting. The draft included present and future projects throughout Southeast Alaska and British Columbia, including the proposed AKBC intertie. The proposed RTO is expected to connect all Southeast communities. For KSDK, I'm Tony Gorman.